Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. So, this guy, very upset.
Yeah.
Every reason to be. He found out his wife of 15 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cheated on him the night before the wedding with the best man.
I mean, it's an insane way to get cheated on.
This man, he goes, I was content, man. I loved my wife.
Yeah.
I loved our busy family life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was good. I mean, he was very happy in his life and his partner. But now he's discovered she cheated on him the night before the wedding with the best man, his best friend.
Right.
He says he's loved her for 19 years and fell completely floored by her shocking revelation. She confessed after they had a fun cocktail night at home. So she started, you know, getting drunk at home.
Yep.
Right? Inhibitions lowered. You know, she's a bit tipsy. She made a weird comment about his best friend as a throwaway comment. He said, well, you've always loved him, haven't you? The look on her face was pure panic. I knew there was more to it.
Yeah.
I quizzed her what was going on. And then because she was drunk, she spilled it out that they'd had drunken sex at his house when she went around to give the wedding rings.
Oh, my God. Wow. So not only is she the man.
And this dude, he goes, I'm 39. She's 38. I used to be such a family man. We have two children, a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old. Now he doesn't know what to do with himself. Right? So
there's no statute of limitations on cheating.
And so on the weekends, he says he just spends his time in the garage or out there like fixing the lawn.
Right. Because he's at this age where does he want to be single? Or because, I mean, if he gets divorced, he's taking the chance of never being with somebody ever again.
All right. Here's what you got to do. You got to make a stand. You're not just divorcing her just for you, sir.
You represent, you could be in the house and be
happy. You represent all the men that have had this happen. And you have to divorce her, not just for yourself. If you stay with her, you're selfish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You must do. You got to do it for all men.
It's his life.
You got to
leave
her.
Do what you want to do.
No, sir.
You don't owe anything to mankind.
You owe it.
This isn't, you know.
Because some other guy's going to hear your story. And if you leave her, then that man may have the courage to leave his woman that cheated on him like this.
That's true. Mm.
Right? But if he hears the story that you were like, well, you took the L. You ate the L, sir. You just ate it. You just gobbled it up. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you just spent the rest of your life miserable with this woman.
Right.
Don't just think of yourself, sir. Think of all the other people that are going to hear your story.
So you don't represent men in any way.
You represent.
No, he doesn't because like.
You represent women.
Most men wouldn't stay.
You represent anybody.
Also, most men wouldn't have a best friend that nails their wife.
Anybody that has had a similar situation. So you represent all, sir.
You only represent yourself, sir.
All. You represent all.
That's true.
You only represent yourself.
You represent Earth.
No.
Humans.
No.
And nobody should be treated the way you were treated.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that for sure.
Let's go to Little Debbie Man. Yes, Little Debbie Man.
Hey, what's up, boys? Happy Friday.
What's happening?
Just this chick, man, the audacity of these women. Like, I feel like this is the first story of this either. Like,
we've read several of these night. Where, you know, I got cold feet. I had cold feet, but a warm.
I just wanted one last romping.
Cold feet, but my tater was warm.
She's like, I wanted to make sure he was the one. So
you haven't heard girls call it their tater?
Never in my life. Never in my life.
All right, Derek, I want you to look at look at the potato before you put it in the oven where you cut the hole down the middle of the potato. You never heard a girl call it her potato?
I've never heard anybody call it.
It's my tater.
No. Their potato.
I think they have more respect for themselves than that.
Or her tater.
Problem solved. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope.
Stop it. Lots of girls.
Oh.
Yes. What? right?
There's just a weird definition for potato vagina on Urban Dictionary.
What you got, Joseph?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I found out not long ago that my mother-in-law cheated on my father-in-law, and he still doesn't know after 20 years.
Damn. Oh, dude, tell her. Ooh. Like, tell, like,
damn.
Leave notes. It's up to you, sir. Do you want to be just a, do you want to be a spectator, sir, to this nasty ass, hoe ass, this game that you're watching, or do you want to change the game? You know what I mean? Make a stand.
I don't know what to do.
You got to tell.
I'd stay. It's the mother-in-law
get,
and father-in-law.
Get in the mud, sir.
He has no business.
You're already in the
involved.
Mud. You're already in the mud. Get in the mud.
Sir, does your wife know?
Yes, that's how I found out.
Okay, well, then let that's up to her.
Yeah, that's
what are you doing, Bill? You're
what?
Trying to get him to go tell, like, if it's it, the own daughter hasn't said anything, why would he?
I know, but dude, be honest, Joseph. Since your wife is keeping that secret, right, aren't you worried that that could happen to you since she doesn't have the balls to tell anybody?
I guess so, but it is her parents, so I could see not wanting to.
Is that her biological father that got cheated on?
Yes.
Oh, yikes. She doesn't love her dad, does she?
No, she doesn't.
No, she does. That's why she's not saying
she
anything.
She hates men.
That's a good way to look at it, too.
No,
she doesn't.
She
weird
loves
ass
him so much, she doesn't
want
to break his
this
heart.
This guy just got the vaccine feelings. In his butt.
No, he didn't.
Okay. He asked
He
for
made
it.
A good point,
she
Bill.
She loves her dad.
No, she doesn't love her dad.
I get what Jared
if
is saying. He's saying that she loves him
father,
so much.
No, she probably has a crappy relationship with him.
As a
she's
man?
All about her mom.
As a man, you never recover from getting cheated on.
Yeah,
it stays with you your whole life.
Joseph, does she have a good relationship with her father?
It's better now.
See?
See? She wants
but
to stay
it hasn't been good
way.
All the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, see, it hasn't been good. She doesn't. She hates her dad.
No.
She thinks he...
Dad.
No.
If she hated her dad, she'd rub it in his face.
No, she thinks he deserved it, and that's why she's harboring
God.
That secret. She's like, well, he should have treated my mom better. I bet you she said that.
I'm not going to lie, Billy. You're kind of right.
Thank you.
Oh!
Thank you.
She's on mom's side.
Thank you.
Yikes.
You're the best.
Sir, I would be worried.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's justifying the cheating, I would be worried.
That would make me nervous.
I was kind of with Jared. Like, I thought that maybe she loves her dad so much she doesn't want to break his heart.
Nah, she hates her dad.
But
and she felt he deserved it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because mom's feeding her ears with a bunch of crap.
Yep.
And her ears are gobbling up that crap. She probably hasn't even got dad's side. Because dad doesn't know about it, so dad can't have a side.
Wow.
Yes, Cindy. We're talking about this woman, you know. She cheated on her man the night before the wedding.
Sick.
And her husband just found out now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have to say I think it's more common than you would think. And
she
cheated
right before the wedding?
This. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I did that also.
Oh, come on. But that can't be common. The common thing
I
is that the girl is just focused on her wedding. She's not thinking about other D.
I mean, I think that it's more common. I'm not the only one of my friends that have been in this situation.
That's disgusting.
And, okay. I'm just being honest. Like, I just think I wanted to be sure before I married him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the honesty. That's for sure. But that's
it's
just shocking
deal.
To think about.
What's a big deal?
Marriage. Marriage is a really big deal. And I knew that I wanted to be married and I knew that I would not cheat or be with anybody else. So I needed to be sure. And I haven't cheated. I've respected my vows.
Okay. Yeah, but you didn't respect the week before.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like confident in what I did and I take everything really seriously.
You did the purge, like sexually.
Yeah, I needed to know that he was the one, and this guy, the best man, I always wanted him, and I knew that, you know, that would be the last opportunity. I knew that once I was married, I wouldn't cheat.
How many times did you cheat before you got married?
I mean, I did have sex at my bachelorette party, and also the day of my wedding.
The day of your wedding? What a week. What a week.
Yeah.
She's born again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. So you had sex at your bachelorette party. That's why, you know, that's one of those things that needs to go away.
Oh, yeah.
Bachelorette parties, they got
to
go away.
If they're getting rid of gender reveals, they need to get rid of bachelor and bachelorette parties.
That's right.
I mean, that's the point. Celebrate
what? What were you celebrating?
My last time of freedom.
Yes, that's exactly why you have those parties.
No. I mean, they've turned into that, which is unfortunate. Okay, so how did it turn out? So you have been faithful for how long with your husband?
For 7 years.
For 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
7 years.
And he doesn't know.
Okay.
No.
All right. You weren't worried about, an STD? You didn't think about that? Unplanned pregnancy as you're on your bachelorette party having sex and then having sex the day of your wedding? And then obviously you went on probably to have sex with your husband that wedding night, so you got a twofer.
I mean, I actually kind of encountered a bit of a problem.
Saturdays are for the boys, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are.
I did find out that I was pregnant a short while after my wedding.
I bet you did.
Yeah. It freaked me out. And my husband was really excited because we've been talking about having a baby. And
did he have a baby or did you have a baby? Because that could happen.
I don't think it matters.
Well, no, that is something that matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He raised my child, and yeah. He has always been a father to my child.
Okay. So is your husband the father of your child?
I just don't think I need to say that right now.
Have you gotten a DNA test?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So are you worried at some point he may become suspicious when, is it a boy or a girl? Or do you not want to say?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Okay. Does the boy not look like him?
No, they look similar.
Boy break out like stripper dance moves?
No, he does not.
Which is just a thrust.
Yeah, it's just a thrust. I didn't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's not like the nene.
Does your husband ever be like, man, it's so crazy. My son is like my best friend.
Right.
They do have a great relationship, actually. Yes.
Okay.
All right. You know what I mean? Because if the best man did you, then he's like, it feels more like
saying.
A best friend than a son. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Hey, hang on. Let's go to Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy?
Yep.
I just wanted to comment on this lady stuff. If I was her husband personally and I was listening to this radio show right now, I would be absolutely sick to my stomach and I would leave. It's just...
For sure. Obviously, if you're a man and you're listening to this, get a DNA test.
Right.
If you have a child, no matter how secure or how stable you think the relationship is.
She got hammered the day of the wedding.
Well, she probably doesn't want to refer to it as hammered.
Same day.
She got nailed or made love to.
Right.
And you had wanted this guy for a while? This was something that you'd wanted for a while? And so this was your last shot? And do you feel bad about it?
I do, but I also know.
Okay, if you could go back and change your decision that week or a couple
Great
decisions,
question.
Would you change it?
No.
Oh, my God. Even if you could go back.
Come on.
Like,
she's
you're a
funny.
Savage.
She's funny.
You were a savage.
Comedian. Lexi.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Lexi?
Okay, I just have to comment on that girl who said she cheated on her husband's best friend or with his best friend. Like, that her saying, oh, I wanted to make sure, blah, blah, blah. No, you should have done that before you said yes to getting married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should have already figured that out before.
Okay, so not all girls do this.
Okay, all right, thank you, Lexi. Because a lot of people are getting worried. Bree, did you do
this? Like, this lady said that, like, most women do this.
Bree, did you do this?
No, I did not do this.
Okay, good.
I figured out I wanted to be with my husband before we got married. though.
Oh, okay. So what do you think of this lady? In three words, tell me what you think of this lady.
You give her three words.
I can't curse, so okay. I don't know. But this is not, it's not, she's not a good.
Don't you feel dirty? Do you want a shower now, Bree? I feel like I need a shower, too. I feel gross.
You need a bath.
I would feel dirty.
I would take a bath. Yeah. Yes, I would take a bath. Thank you, Derek.